independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car attack that killed one innocent American and wounded 20 others.
Trump there talking today, coming after them all. He's going to do it. He's going to do everything he possibly can. It's never going to be enough. They're currently setting up camp out there, protesters, to go after Trump because it was just never enough. Doesn't matter what he said. Doesn't matter how he said it. Doesn't matter how fast he says it. Doesn't matter how he responded. It was never going to be enough. None of it was ever going to be enough. Today he came out, fired this, right? Trying to make sure that everybody realizes, because people who are insane really think that he is this bigot and this Klansman and this all about the white power and this thing there. And so he had to come out today to make sure he condemned it all, because the way he condemned over the weekend wasn't quite condemning enough.
Those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear.
So you got it. There's just a way you have to do it, people. It's just, you know, it's never right. And he's at that point where it's never going to be right. Doesn't matter what he does, right? Doesn't matter. Never going to be right. Look, I'm no apologist for Trump, but we took the focus away from Charlottesville this weekend. We took the focus away from a girl that was murdered out there to say her piece against neo-Nazis and you know, alt-right, super white supremacist and all this kind of, we all of that crap was wiped away because it became about Trump. It became about Trump. It's not one of those things where it's like you ever argue with somebody and then they make it about themselves, right? Or you tell somebody something awesome, like, hey, let me tell you something, and then they make it about themselves. Enough about you. Let's hear more about me. It wasn't that. It was the media, the political pundits. Let's make it about Trump. Let's make it about Trump. Let's do that. Let's hyper-focus. Make it about Trump. Trump, 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 Trump didn't do this. Trump didn't do that. Didn't do this enough. He need to do more of this. He need to do more of that. Trump, he Trump, 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 Trumpity, Trump, 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 Trump. That's what it became. It was stupid. Never once dealing with the issues. And the issues, when they do deal with them, are all on the side, and they're all a small part of it. They're never, and they're always about the problem. You know, I watched all these talking head shows. You know, I tape them all and I come back and I watch them because Jack and I had a great weekend. You know, very blessed in my life. We had a lot of fun with Legoland and with the fair on the weekend with my family. We had a really good weekend. And I, you know, he asked me, well, you know, what are you doing? And I told him what was going on. And he's like, oh, that's not good, Daddy. And I said, you know, we had a little talk about it. But it was always about Trump when I was watching these shows. Like, very rarely was it about the issues. Because everybody thinks this is all Trump's fault. Trump said something over the weekend that I found to be, you know, he said, this happened long before I was here, and this happened long before President Obama was here. And that's very true. And it'll continue to happen over and over again because we're never dealing with the problem. We talk about the problem. We don't actually want to find a solution to the problem because nobody's really interested in that. So, and there's no, and the media, you're just as culpable as everybody else because you don't really want to find a solution to these problems, because then what would you talk about? The solution's inside all of us. If you want to, you know, we talked to a guy last hour, called in and said, well, you know, you won't find people who are Klansmen or these neo-Nazis who will walk away from this if you just talk to them. I said, how would you know? So Daryl Davis does it. He goes and talks to people. Talks to KKK members who are willing to sit down and talk with them. Dare I say, probably few black people they've ever talked to in their life. Lo and behold, they find they have common ground, some common interests, and they start talking about stuff, find out not so different. Just a dude wants to talk to people. Now, are you going to have those people that are the extremes on all sides? Absolutely. Are you going to have the extreme white power people that will never do that? Absolutely. But I was more interested in, okay, you know what? You're marching with your little tiki torches there. You're pissed off at the world. Why are you so pissed? What is it that's making you so angry? How can we find out what it is that's caused this to be a situation? Anybody asking that question? Why are you angry? Why want our country back? Well, what's wrong with the country? Well, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, how's it going to hell in a handbasket? Crime's pretty damn low. Unemployment's low. See a market coming back. What is it? And you find out that through time, it's their parents, the grandparents. It's maybe an experience or two that has changed their mind, or is in it, or maybe it has made their mind think, hey, these people are the cause of this. These people. But nobody asked the question because everybody's too busy pointing fingers. Because nobody really wants an answer, right? You don't really. It's like if you're, you know, Jim Kennedy, who's on Fridays, he sent me a great little tweet earlier today and says, so everybody always says, you know, there's no right answer if your wife says, does my butt make me look, you know, fat in these jeans? Because one, if it does, but you lie, you're lying. And the second one is if you tell her the truth, what? What? She's going to be pissed. There's no good answer because it's a bad question. But the question is, we have to ask each other this. What do we want in this country? What do we want from our country? What do we want? What do we want? How do we want to live our lives? We're a diverse culture. It's not going to change. It's getting more diverse every day. If you're scared, that's on you. That's on you. What are you scared of? Tell me. I'd love to know. I had somebody tweet in earlier. And I was just like, you know, it's you can't win. You're not going to reason with somebody. You're not. But somebody tweeted in earlier. And I sat there and I thought, you know what? This to me is a perfect example as facts and figures and data show that when your neighborhood gets darker, it consistently becomes a crappier place to live. Nah? Really? Really? But you know what? Everybody plays the pretend not racist game and racism game and bias game and baloney game. I always joke about it. Whenever you ever been to a place that's gentrified? Right? And if you, Phil, have you ever been to a place that's like totally been gentrified?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just laughing your ass off. You're just like, oh, yeah, we love diversity here as long as it leaves. And you know they're not Trump supporters. It's the same thing. People will fight. Oh, yeah, we want people here who've come from different countries. We'll welcome with open arms as long as they don't live in our neighborhood. Like, shut up. We're a diverse nation, but we're a separate nation. Talk to people. It's the last time you talk to somebody just because. Probably very rarely. I don't want to homogenize society. I don't want any of that crap. But we do have a problem in this country. We do. We have a problem right now. We're completely divided, and there's always going to be some division. When you have diversity, you're going to have some adversity, because you're going to have people who don't like the color of somebody's skin, who don't like the person that they love, who don't like that religion that they worship, who don't like what they identify as. You're always going to have that, and a lot of times you can point and say that's fear. You're afraid of something. What are you afraid of? But very few people in this country are going to be honest and telling you that. I'm afraid of blah, 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 whatever it is. But this weekend became about Trump. Let's focus on Trump. Let's get Trump. Doesn't matter what he says. Does it? He could say something like this.
We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence. Racism is evil.
Not enough, Trump. Not enough. You didn't say it enough. Scott, you got to say it a different way, Trump. You got to say it wasn't enough, right? It's never enough. And that's the way it's going to be. It's never going to be enough for some people. And that's fine. They have a disdain for him. They're still figuring out why they lost in November. I thought Trump should have done a better job over the weekend I really did. But he didn't. But I don't blame him for this. And some people are. It's because his talk, it's the way, it's his rhetoric. It's all about him. This is about him. Hateful rhetoric. This is a woman who was actually on the streets, who was out there, who was a part of it. And once again, she just points the finger at Trump.
I know that it didn't all come from him, but the language that promotes hatred against other race groups, the language that suggests that some people need more militarization of police than others, has given permission for hate to be unleashed in this country.
And that's the way people feel. That's the way people feel. But the only way we're going to solve this, and again, we're going to solve it only to a certain extent. There will always be people who want division. There will always be people who see somebody as inferior and they believe themselves morally superior and superior across the board in everything. You will always find people like that. But the only way we're going to solve it is to speak to one another. That's a crazy concept. Talk to each other. Open up. Find out what's similar and discuss differences. And it's got to be individuals. It can't be group think. It can't be that. It's got to be individuals. But if you're not willing to do that, then the problem will always be the problem. And the solution, like everything else, is always sitting right there. How do I lose weight? I don't know. Work out more? Eat a little less? Oh, there's got to be some other way. Isn't there a magic pill? Meth, but it usually ends worth. No, there's a way, but are we willing to do that? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Driving. I like to drive. I do. Did a lot this weekend, about 400-plus miles. My car, Betsy, she loves me. She takes care of me. I take care of her best I possibly can. That's why I went the extra mile. Got extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. It covers Betsy. One of the little wiggly, wackily, crazy computer things goes out, those sensors, they cost $1,000. You know what, Betsy, you're covered. I'll take care of it. CarShield will. I won't. I don't want to do it. What about the engine? Now, if your engine goes out, you know what that can cost you. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Transmission, a couple grand, gone right there. Fuel pump, $500. Air conditioning, woo, it's been hot. That could be upwards of $1,500. CarShield, 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 CarShield. Bing, bang, boom. Simple and easy, kids. It really is. I love it. They've taken care of me, take care of my car. And the beauty of it is you get VIP treatment from CarShield. 24-7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. You pick the mechanic. They don't care who it is. Take it to your favorite mechanic. Take it back to the dealership. They handle everything from there. Trust me, before it's too late, get yourself covered with extended vehicle service protection from CarShield like I did. You won't be disappointed. That I can tell you right now. Call 800. Simple and easy, CAR6100. 800-CAR6100. Use code Benson, saves you 10%. Or go to carshield.com, use code Benson. Again, saves you 10%. Carshield.com, code Benson, saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There's no turning back now.
What do we got to lose?
You are in it up to your ears.
You dented my boob. You totally dented it.
Literally.
You know who you are.
Boo, man.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Is this a freak show or what?
I don't think it's a freak show. It's not very nice. Speaking of freak show, Al Gore, climate change, still always makes me laugh. this weekend is the opening of, this past weekend was the opening of an inconvenient sequel.
It's supposed to be 70 degrees today. It's freezing here. Speaking of global warming, where is we need some global warming?
Storms get stronger and more destructive. Watch the water splash off the city. This is global warming. The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
I felt so scared.
Did not do well. Kind of bombed. Inconvenient sequel 2, Electric Boogaloo, failed at the box office. And it's funny reading the article just to see how something gets skewed, because the article in, like, you know, Showbiz 401 or the Hollywood Reporter talked about, well, his heart's in a good place and, you know, people are busy and, you know, we've the fact is it's they no longer trust him. You lied. You told everybody the world was coming to an end. You profited off of it. And now nobody wants to go back. Nobody does. Nobody's buying into it anymore. It's not happening. You said that Manhattan was going to be under, you know, under what, 10 feet of water, and that you came up with all of the polar bears were dying, everything was collapsed, all falling apart. You said all of these things, and then people are like, well, we're still here. Nothing's really seemed to change, and you keep telling us it's getting warmer. You keep telling us all these things, yet none of it's happening. It's an inconvenient BS. You got caught on an inconvenient BS is the way it is. You've profited off people, and people aren't thrilled by it. That's why it didn't work. It's the whole thing. People will go back if they think, hey, it's good, it's real. And when you do these things, it just doesn't work that way. Take it to Netflix, right? Take it to Hulu. Take it to Amazon Prime. They'll play it there. Nobody wants to go sit inside of a theater and watch you pontificate for hours over this. I just thought it was hilarious because it bombed. Literally, it stunk it up. People make fun of me for my horror movies and the love of the horror movies. Well, what was number one this weekend? Annabelle. Boom! $35 million. Thank you. Inconveniently, it's a movie meant to entertain for 90 minutes. And conveniently, it probably does. So there you go. Suck it. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Text the program, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Touch on the North Korea. They've got an ally now. Where do you hear this? Looks eerily similar to Rosie O'Donnell. Plus more from Charlottesville. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
For the record, I thought was off the record. Well, that was a very deceitful thing that he did.
Mooch! The Mooch. Right? The Mooch speaking this weekend. A lot of turmoil in the White House. The Mooch was a part of that. 11 days of turmoil. Talking about the New York Reporter right there. So they spoke to the New Yorker, right? Said some stuff off the record, or at least he thought it was. It was on the record. It got out. Boom. Made him look bad.
I didn't say I didn't do the wrong thing. I want to be totally accountable for what I did. And obviously, I paid the consequences of having that sort of a conversation with him.
Yeah. There you go. Accountable. The Mooch. The Mooch gone. Man, he was fun. Gotta admit, man. You think Trump's looking back on, whew, those Mooch days. Those things were a lot better than what's going on right now. They're surrounding Trump Tower. I don't know what that does. Just curious. You know he's not there, right? It's like, is everybody aware? All it does is piss everybody off, else off in the building. Just throwing it out there. Just letting everybody know. But they're upset. Everybody's pissed because he didn't do the right thing, didn't say the right thing. Blah, 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 blah. You know one thing that's happening, though, and the fallout from this is now the president and CEO of Under Armour, who was also on the manufacturing council for Trump, has stepped away today. And that's on the heels of what took place this morning when you had the CEO of Merck, the big pharmaceutical company, who's also African-American, step away. So that's two people today that he has lost that said, you know what, we're out of here. And Kenneth Frazier jumped away today. He says, I'm resigning for the President's American Manufacturing Council. Our country's strength stems from its diversity and the contributions made by men and women of different faiths, races, sexual orientations, political beliefs. America's leaders must honor our fundamental values by clearly rejecting expressions of hatred, bigotry, and group supremacy, which run counter to the American ideal that all people are created equal. And so he stepped away today. And now you just found out that the CEO of Under Armour is also doing the same thing, stepping away from his council, manufacturing council, and that's not a good thing. Trump right now, understand, people get mad. They say, you know, I saw a bunch of horrible things said about him, and I'm sure the Under Armour guy is getting a lot of it too. But you run a business, and in running a business, this world that we live in, there is a perception is reality thing, and being seen as a person who is, for all intents and purposes, working with Trump right now maybe makes your brand look good. May not be good for your brand. For some people, it may be fine, but for a lot of other people, no, it's not. And stepping away. So he's lost two people, and we'll see what takes place. Again, this is a politically correct world, and sometimes I laugh at the fact that, and I tweeted out earlier that, you know, you can hate just if you're on the right side of your hatred, the morality side of it. My hatred has a moral high ground compared to your hatred, is the way that some people view it. And I think it's completely stupid and asinine. But that's kind of what's going on in this world. It is. That we have to have some sort of, you know, okay, well, it's okay to hate them because they're white supremacists. And hate's a waste of time. But it's okay to do that, because morally, we're superior to them. Try to understand them a little bit better. Maybe you won't hate them. Maybe they won't hate you. How about that? I know it's crazy. It is. It's crazy. But I'm tossing it out there as a what if maybe we had a chat with them, right? I'm tossing it out there as a, hey, what if we sat down and spoke? Put it out there. Just throwing it out there and seeing what happens. Kim Jong-un was sitting, he was sitting on top of the world, literally, he thought, last week. He was the front page of everything for the New York Times, the WAPO, the LA Times, and CNN.com, and everywhere else in between. Then, lo and behold, what took place over the weekend happens. And, you know, now he's, I'm sure, frustrated. He's pissed off. Pissed off at Charlottesville, pissed off at all of those things. Still making noise, though, still threatening to destroy everything. But last we checked, there is still this place called Guam. But Kim Jong-un has a supporter here in these here United States. Absolutely. Has a supporter. Somebody who took to the live streaming, periscoping, tweeting, to tweet out her feelings about our president.
Hi, Mr. Kim Jong-un. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. Anyway, sir, our President Donald is a moron. Don't listen to him. We don't.
That is Rosie O'Donnell, who also in the video has like these big doughy eyes, and which is great to go along with the rest of the dough owner. But Chad, I know. That was a weightism, right? Was that a weightism? That felt weightyism. But that was one of those things you can do on, like, you know, Snapchat and all the stuff. We give you a funny voice. And yes, so she's trying to appease. Don't listen to him. Let's not make him angry, right? Because he lives in a diverse culture, right? This is just super diverse. I mean, honestly, Producer Phil, do you know diverse North Korea is? There's a bunch of North Koreans there. There's a bunch of Asians there. It doesn't get any more diverse than that.
No, not at all.
No, it doesn't. So you must appease him. She's an idiot. She really is. You just sit back and go, wow. People pay money to see her perform. They do. They pay money to see her perform. I don't get it. I don't. Hey, to each their own, though, right? To each their own. China. Talk about China for just a second. China has threatened us, saying, don't bring in a trade war here. Because China's afraid. Because of all that's going on right now, because of all of the craziness that's taking place right now with North Korea, they are worried. Plus, along the campaign trail, Trump had made it a choice. He says, look, we're going to get tough on our trade deals. We're going to get fairer, better trade deals for the American people, for the American worker. We're going to do these kind of things. And he spoke about that today. It wasn't just all about Charlottesville.
We will safeguard the copyrights, patents, trademarks, trade secrets, and other intellectual property that is so vital to our security and to our prosperity.
China's worried. They don't want any part of this. They don't want a trade war. They don't want any of this stuff. So I told people over the weekend, until Charlottesville broke, that's what everybody was asking me. Do you think it's going to happen? It's getting closer. Do you think he's going to do something crazy? It's getting closer. Do you think? And I'm like, no. You have to understand something about North Korea. And it's what I have said. When you identify as something, right? And that something is this. This is your identity. I used the analogy earlier today that ZZ Top, right? When you identify as that, you're not giving that up because that's who you are, right? Michael Jordan hasn't given up the logo, right? We know exactly when you see this. Oh, that's Air Jordan logo, right? Coca-Cola, they tried it once and went to hell in a handbasket. They stayed to be Coke, right? We know exactly what these identifiers are. They identify themselves as a nuclear power, and because of that, it keeps them safe. It allows them to be who they are. It protects them from a downfall in the eventual collapse of North Korea, gets them a seat at the big table, and when they need to, threaten the world and blackmail them so they can have money. And over the weekend, former National Intelligence Director James Clapper, people ask him, well, aren't they going to give up their nuclear weapons?
That is a non-starter with them. That is their ticket to survival, and I don't see any way they're going to give it up.
It's not going to happen. And I've said that. That's just never going to happen. He looks around, and he sees what happened to the other axis of evil, the fight that's going on with Iran, the downfall of Saddam Hussein. He looks over at Libya and he says he gave up his weapons. He came out of the political wilderness. Next thing you know, he's dead. Old Gaddafi there. I don't want any part of that. I don't. It's not giving him up. Not going to do it. Just wouldn't do it. Yet for all of the stuff that's going on, right? So you got Charlottesville. You've got the thing that's going on. I don't even know what you call this anymore. The kerfuffle between the United States and the world and North Korea. For all of that stuff here in America. Healthcare? Anybody? Anyone? I'm looking. Nah. Tax reform? Anybody? Nah. How about immigration, right? Immigration. You got two of those things with the House, bam, they're down there with you guys. How about that? Yeah, we're on kind of a pretend vacation. So it's not getting done? Nah, there's about 195, 200 bills down here. Not getting done. So for all of that, still do nothings. That's the frustration right there when it comes to politics. We've had a situation. It's emotional. Don't do anything. Listen, the reason not for us to worry is Trump is asking us to do stuff. Mitch McConnell, ladies and gentlemen. No, but you guys don't get it. No, we're trying. We think we could do some stuff, but it's long. It's a process. It takes time. These things, the pushing us to do stuff, the wanting us to do it when we can. It's wrong. Give us time. You've had time, had lots of time. You have. And now there's another reason. And Trump is going to be their savior in why they can't get stuff done. Because they're going to be able to go, this guy, his administration, Russia, the craziness, the chaos, Charlottesville, the spat with North Korea. Those things have caused us to have to stop down, and because of that, we weren't able to get stuff done. So give us another chance. Don't give them another chance. They've had their chances. at some point in time, you got to go, you know what? I'm going to cut bait here because I think it's time that we cut bait.
Oh, but Chad, it's time. You've got to understand that this is time. Lots of time we need.
And how much more time you need. Get it done. That's it. Don't bring me problems. Bring me solutions. It's kind of been the theme of the show today. Mitch McConnell's got to have a smile on his face. This Charlottesville thing, all the stuff happening with North Korea, it's all taking pressure off actually doing something. And that sucks for the American people. Wrap it up. Find out what we learned straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
No need to sit there foaming at the mouth. Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Ooh. Now, doesn't that feel better?
That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back, and that's what we got to do.
David Duke. Did I say puke? I'm sorry about that. David Duke there. Talking about how Trump is helping take America back. That's why they voted for Trump. There's a rally tonight going on in Durham. And they've just torn down pulled down a Confederate monument. So that's it. The Confederate monument's been torn down, and that history no longer exists anymore. Producer Phil, that's officially wiped off. So I want you to know that doesn't exist anymore, even though it does. And it's funny watching it because these people pull it down and they run over and they stomp on it. And they flip it off and they spit on the monument. They do all these kind of things because they're full of love. So full of love. I was trying to explain to my friend this weekend. We were texting back and forth. And I said, well, you know, these people are horrible. They're disgusting. Should be locked up and thrown away forever. I'm like, they have a different belief. You know what? I think their belief is disgusting. I think it's vile. But it's their belief system. I said, you know, if you want to know about it, why don't you ask about it? Well, that's gross. I've never talked to those people. I said, okay, then. Talking is what you should do. Talk about it. Nothing wrong with little talk, kids. Nothing wrong with little talk. Talk to people who have a different viewpoint. Talk to people that, you know, I don't see eye to eye with you. I'm not just talking about the political side of things. I'm talking about people that you don't see eye to eye with because they believe in X, Y, and Z, and you are just vehemently opposed to any kind of belief like that. But you know what? You're going to learn more from them by talking to them than just by demonizing. And maybe, just maybe, you'll reach one of them and show them that's not really the way things go. That's not really what it's about. That's not really it. But you'll never know unless you talk. You'll never know unless you ask a question. You'll never know unless you're willing to take that step forward and talk to somebody whose belief system doesn't jive with yours. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if you're a super communistic, anti-fascist progressive, or if you're uber-conservative, alt-right, nationalistic, white pride member, talk. Have a discussion. Why don't you like this? What scares you about this? What is it? It's a talk. It's quick. It's simple. Not going to reach everybody. Not everybody's going to give you the time of day. But I tell you what, the more that we're open and honest, the more that we talk about things, the more that we're able to express our differences without demonizing each other, and the more that we're able to hear each other out and actually take it to heart, not just shout over one another, the better it'll be. But for many of us, we don't want to take that chance. For many of us, no, no, no. You've got your belief system, you're set in your ways, and you in many ways are just as bad as far as being set in your ways as these people are that are lunatic, KKK, super creepy, alt-right, weird-ass members who serve no purpose, as far as I'm concerned. in any kind of discussion about stuff because they're, for all intents and purposes, beyond ignorant, and they're terrified. But when you get stuck to the point where you won't talk about something, you're just fighting the same battle from different sides. Solid, fun show today, as always. Follow along with us at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Text the program always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What did we learn today on the Chad Benson Show? Obviously, discussing things. It's not about Trump. It's about what took place. And we need to find solutions to the problem, not focus on the problem. North Korea's bombed. They're no longer top of the charts. Somebody else has taken over that this week, at least, and that's Charlottesville. We learned that Taylor Swift actually won her case, breaking news. She got $1 from the DJ that, you know, she sued when he sued her. That sexting is okay. In fact, it's a very normal part of life. And that Annabelle was the number one movie this weekend. Solid, 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 as always. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Monday. We'll be back here to do it again tomorrow. Follow along at all of our social media. For Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.